10th parak of Chulin, 3rd Mishnah. Bechor, Shnisav v'meya. Bechor belongs to a kohen. It's talking about a bechor that has a mum. And then the kohen sold to Yisrael. Now the Yisrael had this mixed up with 100 other animals. Now, if this animal is a bechor, it's potter from Matnas Kohuna, because it already belonged to the kohen sold it to him. If it's not a bechor, then the Yisrael has to give the Zerayel Chayim Bekeva to a kohen. So we, on each animal, we don't know, is this one that's potter or chayiv? This man, Shemeya Sheikhtim Eskulom, Poitrim Eskulom. If there's 100 different people shechting these 100 animals, and Achanami, each one is potter. Why? Because each one could say that maybe the one I shechted is a bechor. Here's a chiddush, that even though we generally say, called the posh, miru posh, you go by the majority. Here, since it's a monetary issue, each person could say that the one I took is the bechor. Hasheichet lekoinu lenochri potter. Echad sheichet es kulam. If one person is shechting all of them, then only one is potter, because mamanushach, they all belong to him, and he has to give to the kohen all of them except for one. Ashoichet lekohen lenochi. If a person shechs for a kohen or a nochi, an animal that belongs to a kohen or a nochi, potter menamatanus. Even though the sheichet is the Yisrael, but we go by the one who owns the animal. Meshtati v'imoyim soch sheyilshom. Person that makes a shutfis with them, he has to make a simon, he has to make a sign to be mefalsim that the reason why he's not giving matonos is because he has a shutvis. Yeah. That's one of the ways out of giving Zerayel Chayayah Bekeva, making a shutvis with a goy or with a koy. V'im omar chutz ben amatonos, potter ben amatonos. This case is talking about a kohen who sold an animal to Yisrael, and he said the matonos, Israel I want to remain for myself. In such a case, we say that Yisrael is potter ben amatonos. Now, it's obvious that he's potter ben amatonos because the matonos belong to the kohen. There was a havamina that he'd have to give the value of the matonos to a kohen, k'mashul, no. Omar mecholi b'nei me'er shel para. He said, sell me the innards of this para. And they had matonas, part of the innards are the keva. So the one who bought it has to give it to the kohen, because since he didn't specify anything, it's assumed that when he's buying the b'nei meyayim, the one who bought it is going to have to give some of it to a kohen. And we don't say that you deduct the price of the stomach. But if he said, I want the innards of this by weight, so he's buying it by weight, he wants entire weight to be his, then the one who bought it has to give it to the koyin, but the amount that he gives to the koyin, he deducts from the price, because he's buying only by weight that remains by him, and not by weight that he's going to give to the koyin.